as a peculiar people this morning. Father, we acknowledge you, we thank you for this honorable privilege that you have given to us to come before you as members of the body of Christ, to stand before the holy God, the faithful God, the mighty God, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Lord, we thank you this morning that you have counted us worthy to stand as sons and daughters of the Most High God. We give you praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You deserve the glory, you deserve the honor, you deserve the praise. Therefore, we worship you, our God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved around the earth today, the churches were gathered together to celebrate what Calvary has done, the impact of Christ's death, his burial, and his resurrection, giving God the glory that is due unto his holy name. It is written that there is no other love that a man can love his friends more than this. Jesus said, if you belong to the world will treat you with affection. Having spoken in John chapter 15, verse 17. In John 15, 17, Jesus said, this is what I command you that you love one another. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world will treat you with affection and will love you as its own. But because you are not of the world and you are no longer one with it, but I have chosen you, selected you out of the world hates and detests you. Remember that I told you a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word and obeyed my teachings, they will also keep and obey yours. But they will do all this to you because of your bearing my name on my account. For they do not know or understand the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they will not be guilty of sin. Jesus said, the sin is in that the world had the word, but they rejected the word. And therefore, here is what the Lord is saying to you and I this morning. Whoever hates me also hates my Father. If I had not done or accomplished among them the works which no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But the fact is, now they have both seen these works and have hated both me and my Father. But this is so that the word written in their law might be fulfilled: they hated me without a cause. But when the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Strengthener, the Standby comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he himself will testify regarding me. Beloved, so we see the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, he is the Comforter. He is the Helper. Is the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Standby Helper that comes from the Lord, from the Father. He said, I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth. That proceeds from the Father. He himself is a testifier that testify of the death, the resurrection of Jesus, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. But beloved, how does the Holy Ghost get this job done? The Bible says in verse 27, Jesus said, but you also, but you, church, also, but you, believer, also, but you, prevailers, also, will testify and be my witnesses, because you have been with me. You have been with me because you have been with me from the beginning. Because you have been with me from the beginning. Because you have been with me from the beginning. Because you have been with me from the beginning. Because you have been with me from the beginning. He said, I no longer call you servants. Number one, what did Jesus ask to say? I don't call you servants any longer. That is, you are not a slave. There is a change of name. It comes with the change of status. For the servants, It said, I call you no longer servants, for servant does not know what his master has no access to the heritage of his master. To the inheritance of his master. A servant does not know what his master has, what his master is doing, the activities of his master. A servant does not know what his master is working out. He has no clue, is clueless on the work of his father, of his master. But I have called you, friend, because I have made known, I have revealed, I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. I have revealed to you everything that you have learned from me. So as friends, he made known all things that he heard from his Father to us. He became to us the revealer of secrets. Beloved, he disseminated the knowledge gained from the Father to us. Without holding back, without holding back. And the word of the Lord said, you have not chosen me. Beloved, he gave us access to divine secrets on the basis of friendship. On the basis of relationship. And here it said, branches don't choose the tree, like you and I don't choose who our parents will be. It said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I have appointed you. I have chosen you. I have appointed you. I have planted you. And with a purpose, and that purpose, church, is that you go, might go, and bear fruits. And keep on bearing. Keep on bearing, and that your fruits may be lasting, having enduring fruits, bearing fruits to eternity, fruits that has eternal value, bearing fruits that not only is visible on earth, because because it's eternal God who is the one that gave us access to what his Father is doing. Beloved, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I have appointed you. I have planted you. I have commissioned you. I have commissioned you to go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain abiding fruit. A lasting fruit. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presented all that I am, he may give it to you whatsoever. But beloved, we have to recognize a number of things as we pray for the body of Christ this morning. And beloved, when we are praying for the body of Christ, we are members of the body of Christ, so we are not exempted for this prayer this morning. Jesus, help us to see that the church is body, because it's the head of this body of Christ. He said, I am the husbandman and my Father is the gardener. And you are the branches. Jesus, help us to see from the Bible, John 15, from verses 15. That we are his choice. He chose us. He appointed us. He planted us with a purpose in mind, which is to go. There is fruitfulness in going. But before the going, he had brought his disciples to himself. He called the 12 unto himself. Then he sent them forth. He wants to see continuous evidences in our work of ministry and in our lives of our intimate relationship with him, because fruitfulness is the evidence of followership. It's a proof that we are his followers. In the process of settling with him in relationship, he commissioned us with a change of position from servanthood to friendship, with lack of understanding or access to the inheritance of the Father as a servant. He calls us friends, that he gives understanding and revelation of his divine secrets to. He gave us access to see what he was doing, and he wants us to do likewise. He said the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Helper, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the strengthener, the standby help, the Spirit of truth, is a testifier of his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And therefore, the Holy Spirit does not work in vacuum. He needs an human agent to work in. He said, I choose you, I appointed you, I put you in the world to bear fruit, that won't spoil, that will not be thrown into the fire. But as fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relationship to me, He gives to you. But remember, the root command, have love one for another. There is a dimension of the assignment, beloved, that hinges on our relationship with God. And we cannot relate to the one who we don't love. It is love that brought us into relationship. And beloved, it is number one prerequisite to bearing a fruit that lasts. That is in that love, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Therefore, this morning, as we come to know that love is a prerequisite, and love draw us to the Father, to Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, and in a position of love, we became friends that dwelt in Him, with Him, continually. Beloved, and as friends, He begins to make known to us the things that are not exposed to us when we were outside of relationship with Him. Beloved, the things that are not known to the world, He begins to unravel them to us. What is the essence of the secret knowing? What is the essence of the activities of heaven that God is making known to us, so that we can walk together with the Holy Spirit that indwells us and begin to be true witnesses of Him? So being born again is not for show. We are born again to reproduce Christ that we have come to love, to befriend, that revealed the secrets to us, that assigned us, He enlisted us as He showed us what heaven is doing. He enlisted us to be true witnesses that tells the world about Him. And He said to you and I, He empowered us. He empowered us by the Holy Ghost to get the job done, because that is the helper we need, the comforter. He said the world can hate us. They might reject us. He said whatsoever they did to the Master, they will do to Him. So we need the Holy Ghost, not just to equip us for the work, not just to help us when we need an helper, not just to be an advocate for us when we need our case to be presented, or the case of the gospel to be presented to those who must hear, not just that it should help us as an intercessor, Romans 8:26, help us to say that the Holy Spirit prays through us with groanings that cannot be altered. Beloved, Paul needed the Holy Spirit as an intercessor continually, and that is why Paul would say, my sons, in whom I travail until Christ be formed in you. So He didn't just witness and acquire the people. He goes to the labor room to see that they were changed into the same image of Christ from one level of glory unto another. So I want us to know that bearing fruit means work. But it's not work on on our own or walk alone. It's walk with another, walking in partnership with Christ by the Holy Ghost. It's a strengthener. Every farmer at the time of harvest need another dosage of strength to get in the harvest, to take the sickle and to take their basket and to begin to pull down the harvest of crops that they have sown as seeds. Jesus' blood has touched the ground as the seed of the harvest that you and I, the body of Christ, has been assigned to go and gather in the souls of men. And it said, this bearing of fruits, we have a standby help. The one that is ever present. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The reason why many don't feel the presence of the Lord is that they never embark on the Great Commission to go. The ultimate purpose is that we go and then we grow. When we go, we get results, we bear fruit. And as much as we continue to go, we continue to bear fruit. As much as we continue to tell somebody about Christ, Christ will be located by those people. We give them an opportunity to come to the Lord. And beloved, as long as we continue to do it, we'll be bearing fruit. And beloved, and God begins to increase our capacity, able to bear much more fruit, and our fruit abides. That is the only fruit that has a lasting life. It doesn't matter what chemical a product on the shop floor has. A chemical that applied to the product in the shop window. I have never seen or heard of a product that has lasted for life. That somebody can tell us that the same noodles that was packaged in 2001 is still here. And it's still edible in 2015. Or can somebody tell me that a product that was made in 1805 is still a product that is sellable, edible, purchasable in Sainsbury's in 2015, but the package is Christ being given to our world so that the message of Christ can be heard and sons and daughters can come to the Lord. And beloved, he said, we have the one to walk alongside us in the person of the Holy Spirit. That is why he called his disciples and said to them in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Unraveling the mystery of true witnesses. He said, but ye shall receive power. I have called you my friends. But I will now equip you for fruitfulness, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So the Holy Ghost is the witness, but the Holy Ghost has been poured and being fruitful is not possible without the Holy Spirit. But you shall receive power. You shall receive power. That power is the ability of God. Acts 1:8. The power is not for show. You shall receive power. That is, you will gain ability, divine ability. The ability that we receive by the Holy Spirit, it makes us to be efficient. You will receive efficiency. You will receive divine might. The qualities, the character, and the nature of the Holy Ghost and what the Holy Spirit stands for are the qualities that we need and what we need to have capacity for so that we can be true witnesses. You shall receive ability. You shall receive power. You shall receive efficiency. You shall receive might. When the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses, be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and the Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The very bounds of the earth. No limits. What we are gaining in the Holy Ghost is the uncontained, unlimited power of God that makes the earth to be within our reach for Christ. Is the irresistible superior power of the Most High God to get the job done that has been given unto us to go and to grow. So the problem is not the Holy Spirit in the church today, beloved, is how many people have received the Holy Ghost. And how many people dare to do something about the Holy Ghost? How many people continue to abide? How many people continue to go? How many people continue to engage their mouth? How many people have allowed themselves to increase in capacity as they go? Because as we go, we grow. Every friend wants to be in the company of their friends. You got the first day. You tell the report. It was good yesterday. It can be better. And beloved, in the presence of your friends, you are admonished. You are encouraged. You could say that when I go to the number one door, they did not open. And beloved, and your friend will say, I go with you. I was there. You didn't get me involved. Beloved, because the Holy Spirit might be there, but we have our 10 steps to witnessing all listed out, and we prevent the workings of the Holy Spirit, and we have forgotten that the one that convicts men of sin is the Holy Spirit, and he has been the one that convicts men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Is the Holy Ghost. John 16. Verse 7. John 16:7. He said, but I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, Jesus said. For if I do not go away, the helper, the one that is called to walk alongside us, the one that came upon us when we are saved, the one that dwelleth within us, he said, but if I go not away, the helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, he will convict the world. He will convict the world concerning sin. He will convict the world about the righteousness gift of God, about righteousness. He will convict the world of judgments. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. So the one that convicts is the Holy Ghost. The helper in ministry. The true helper in witnessing. The true helper in bearing fruits. The true helper in continuity in bearing fruit. What is the benefit of you and I engaging God, working with the Holy Spirit, and going to bear fruit? Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. So, beloved, there are two ways of benefit when the kingdom of God advances. The believer, the follower of Christ, increases. Because you are not suffering any loss, you get increase. He said, all that the world seeks for, they are added unto us. When the kingdom advances, when we go, and we are bearing fruits, we are creating room on earth for the manifestation of the sons of God. We allow many sons to be born to be kingdom. So kingdom of God is advancing on earth. And beloved, the continuity in that, in that we are bearing fruits, it gives us access to call and receive answers, speedy response to our prayers. That is why, as far as the Prevailers Church Network is concerned, from day one, when people get Christ, they must know that they have to tell somebody else about him. So, beloved, the Bible says, when the righteous call, the Lord heareth him. So I could come in the midnight hour and reveal a secret and said, I took a family away in 2008. And while we were away and we were praying, the Lord begins to talk to me. The Lord has seen many years ahead of those people. And beloved, after a short time, this family, they don't talk to me anymore. But they didn't change anything. I will go there, knock on their door, they wouldn't open. I sent my family there, go and check, are they all right? I want to be sure they were okay. But only to speak to the family yesterday since 2008, probably the third time. I met the woman on the side road a number of years ago. I saw her, she told me that I saw her last year, April, a week before I moved home into Kent. And beloved, and she told me where I met her. And with another pastor, she said to me that she will call me. I have made efforts. I have sent notes. I wanted to connect. I want to make sure that they are still in faith. But I did not get any response. And you know, yesterday the Holy Spirit just wanted me to make some random calls. I called the daughter. I called the numbers that I know. And then I tried another number. And they took my call. And she said to me, everything that you spoke about in 2008 has happened to the last. When we go for God, it's not my responsibility to make the word happen. God is the one who spoke. It's not that because you are rejected, you become angry and you stop doing the work. Beloved, in the process of looking for us, the Holy Ghost has come to me. This is what is surprising to me. The Lord showed me Prevailers Church. The Lord showed me the program. Actually, the Lord showed me the location where the church is going to be planted. And I saw one of the crowd that came was this person. She was looking for the place, but she never knew that the place where she said she had it was happening. When I came, my car came in and everybody was greeting me, and then she realized, I know this person. So there is no investment in the kingdom that is investment in life of people that waste. When you learn how to continue, naturally, when I could not reach this family, it looked like, God, have I failed you? Has my investment failed? I met them on the streets of London when there was no color, but God has added to them. God has changed their story. God has increased them. The kids are brilliant, excellently good kids. But it looks as if there's a disconnect. Paul says, I travel. So the continuity is continuing to go in the labor room and still pray for those who rejected, despised the word, those who said no. The Holy Spirit will still pull on your spirit to continue to pray, to continue to stand, to be like the father of the prodigal son that is awful. I might no longer go and look, but the Holy Ghost, my helper, is on the lookout. This boy will yet return, church. And beloved, as the kingdom advances, as we bear fruit, we continue to bear much fruit, because the same fruit that you bear will become that which will be seeded in the life of other people, and the kingdom begins to expand. And you wonder It is the righteous that does the righteous acts that sees the righteous manifestation. When the righteous, engages in righteous acts, the acts of witnessing, then the righteous that engages in the righteous acts will see the performance of righteous deeds. Because righteousness is not by works, number one, it is the gift of God. So we see the deeds of righteousness, which Acts chapter 2 made manifest, that the kingdom suddenly expanded and it became 3,000 in one day, and then 5,000. And then miracles begin to happen. The righteous deeds of God that cannot be blamed on any man. And beloved, so we see the proof of the ministry. And these are the miracles, the sons and daughters that were brought to the kingdom. And beloved, so as we continue in engaging the righteous God as his friends, that he has made righteous by himself, by giving us the gift of Christ, the gift of love, as we do the deeds, we will see him performing his word without fail. It said, everybody who would not love to have prayer answered. The more you go, the more you grow. The more you call, the more he answers. That's why he said in the book of Psalm number 2, I think verse number 4, he said, ask of me. Ask of me, and I will give the nation as an inheritance for you. But you cannot ask unless you have made yourself available to be sent. Until Isaiah spoke thus unto the Lord, when he said to the Lord, and he saw the Lord in Isaiah chapter 6. We only walk with verse 1 and 2 in the midnight. Actually, we walk with the verse 1. And I'm jumping from verse 1 because the Uzziah has got to die and we've taken the Uzziah out of the way. The Uzziah that represents the spirit of pride, the spirit of arrogance, the snobbishness of man, the haughty looking and haughty behavior, the self-importance, the egoism of man, the cocky spirit, the hard-heartedness, beloved, that can turn a man, beloved, to something else, pridefulness of heart, that destroy. The Bible says, pride goes before destruction. Proverbs 16:17, the highway of the upright is to depart from evils. He who watches his way preserves his life. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. hand that makes man fall. And whoever stumbles does not know what they're falling. It's either falling to death or falling to destruction or falling to lose. The Uzziah spirit that speak of an unteachable spirit refusal of divine instruction. The spirit of rage and anger, lack of self-control, no discipline. Beloved, this is a foul spirit that makes people to be headstrong. A spirit that made people not to be yielded to correction, or yielding to correction. So we saw that it is impossible to be the friend of God and be marvelously helped by the Holy Ghost, as this man, Uzziah, was helped marvelously by God until this demonic thing took over him. It is the spirit of the devil, and it is not permitted in your life. It is not permitted in my life. It is not permitted in this commission, because it is a spirit that reduces that wastage. It is the spirit that wastes and that destroys. So have you read ourselves of the Uzziah? The Isaiah must see the Lord. So Isaiah saw the Lord. Then he saw himself. In verse 5, he said, "Woe to me, I cried." Isaiah said, "Woe is me." He saw his limitations. He saw himself. He said, "Woe is me." Beloved, he said, "For I am undone and ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then flew one of the seraphims, heavenly beast, to me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar. The altar is the place where the prayers of the saints, beloved, that are collected and offered unto God as an incense unto our God. So there was a cleansing. This is for another day, because I want to focus as the Lord help me. Beloved, what you see here is that the angel flew to him. He took the life coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongues from off the altar. And with it, he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity and your guilt are taken away, and your sin is completely atoned for and forgiven." So the life coal was as a purging instrument, a cleansing instrument. The life coal was as a pruning instrument to rid him, to take away the old, so that he can create a capacity to have what it takes to fulfill his commission. And beloved, he said, I've also heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? God cannot send a polluted personality. It is impossible. He cannot send his enemy. That's why the key is relationship. And when he cleared the unrighteousness and the unrighteous acts, purged, cleansed, and pruned, he had capacity to bear fruit. He had capacity to bear fruit. Beloved, I have seen pride. It is evil. This man humbled himself. Very subtle, delicate, dangerous, and evil. It's this foul spirit that is called pride. And we've had to kill it in this commission and in our lives yesterday. Beloved, here is the word of the Lord. God's word says, Isaiah, hearing, open up as he heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. Until there is a yes, you cannot be sent. So when he was pruned, cleansed, purged, he yes God. He was available. God is not looking for the capable. He's looking for our availability. And the Holy Ghost that is sent to work alongside us, make us capable. He said, yes, I am available. And God said, go and tell these people he was sent. He said, yes. Then he was sent. He said, go and tell these people, hear and hear continually, but understand not and see continually, but do not apprehend with your mind. Make the eyes of these people fast, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and so they can and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, unto these cities lie waste without inhabitants and houses without man, and the land is utterly desolate. What an assignment. And beloved, but all of this, God did not leave himself without a witness. So until we yes God, we cannot go. Until we yes him, we cannot be sent. And until he sent us, we cannot go. And bear witnesses to him. Because when he sends, he empowers, he enables the Holy Spirit to work alongside us so that we can bear fruit. And the more we go and we return and tell him, and we continue the communication, it increases our capacity. Because the dead leaves are cut off, but the branches that are bearing fruit, they are pruned so that they have more capacity to bring forth more fruit. That is the expectation of the church. Of God for the church. What is the benefit? We we saw that the benefit is that we have heaven's response with divine speed. That is when we are on the crusade ground, you don't have, like I have 4.5 hours or 7.5 hours sometimes to pray. It's the place of performance. It's the place where you speak just once and heaven responds to your word. Beloved, God says, whatsoever as followers, whatsoever we ask the Father in His name, it shall be done for us. The benefit, we also see that we have divine access to revelation. We know what the Father is doing, and we do likewise. We have answers to prayers. We prevail in every season. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. That is why I want to find out why we don't see results. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. As we advance the kingdom of God, it says, and they overcame, we conquer the devil by means of the blood of the Lamb, by the utterances of their testimonies. For they did not love and cling to life even when faced with death, holding their lives chief till they had to die for their witnessing. Beloved saw the ability to conquer the devil. That is why every time they come against the disciples, beloved, they always prevail. They put them in prison. Then God bailed them out of prison. They put Paul and Silas there. God rocked the boat of the prison. They put Peter in the prison. God went there because he was a witness. God went to his prison and by his angel opened the inner gate, opened the outer gate, and brought him out. The saints that were praying, they thought that they have seen God. They will want to kill Paul. They put him in the basket to rescue him. The serpent bites him and has no effect on him because he was a witness for Jesus. So you see that we have divine protection. One of the people that the Lord sent to join the Prevailers Church Network told me 2 weeks ago, and I said, have you got a release from your pastor? He said, I'm going to meet with my pastor. She went to that pastor, and the pastor said to her that, you know, I also wanted to visit this church. I release you. I would also like to come there when I'm free one day. The pastor was not running riots because she knew that this is the place that God placed her. So she settled issues. She ensured that she didn't leave with disgrace. She left rights. To say this is a new assignment, I want to be part of this from the very beginning. And beloved, the pastor was happy because she had had resolve in that place. She has seen the kingdom of God advanced in that place. And she saw that God wants her to move to another place to advance the kingdom of God again. So it is beneficial for us to continue to bear fruit, then we become conquerors. We conquer the devil as true witnesses. strength is maintained. We are sustained. Beloved, when my family, when they got saved, and the only person that was yet to be born again in my family was my mother. Because my mother thought that goodness means righteousness. Niceness thought that that means salvation. She was innocent, but ignorant. She didn't know that it is salvation is only through Christ. I continued to do what God has called me to do. And one day, a scripture dropped into my spirit that God will save me and my household. And I was in front of Rixey Station doing evangelism, doing outreach. And I spoke to the Lord, Lord, you promised to save me and my household. And all these people, you are saving them. You can save my mother too. In the evening of that day, at the Full Gospel Men Fellowship, my mother received Christ and got baptized in the Holy Ghost. So, beloved, like a Cornelius, he said, your prayer and your offering has come as a memorial before God. Beloved, your prayer will be answered with divine speed if we continue to bear fruit for the Lord. And God not only conquers for us, prevail for us. The serpent beaten on a Saul could not take, on a Paul could not take him down. He did say, Father, they are in the world, but keep them by your word. He did say, take us out of the world. So as long as we are here, there could be challenges. There will be challenges without fail. But when we see we commit to the advancement of the kingdom of God, we are setting ourselves up in under God to be protected, to be preserved, to increase, to become custodian of the secrets of God, to have access. Why would God show his secret to you when you want to just sit on it? You are not going to do anything about it. And how would you know that the gifting of the Holy Ghost is in you? It is as you go, as you do the kingdom deeds, the righteous deeds of God, that you create capacity for the Holy Ghost to find expression through your life. So until you act, until you do, you don't know what you are made up of. That is why I could go to a rest. I was on the phone with Pastor Adadi a couple of months ago. I was at the supermarket. Everybody that talks with me when I go out there know that if I am driving, that is the way I can't reach anybody. But if I am on the foot, somebody must hear about Jesus. It is time that as believers we say to God, give me at least one soul in a week. If you have 300, I don't know how many weeks is in a year. Because eventually, 56 weeks or 52 weeks, whatever it is, that is 52 people in the kingdom of God through you personally. And the 52, each one of them will minister to another. Each 52 will preach another 52. Everyone will reach 52. 52 times 52. Beloved, how many people have you reached in the year? 2,704. Because whoever they reach has reached others, and everything is like that is how the people who are doing some kind of marketing strategy. Hierarchical marketing strategy. Because if you don't reach the first one cannot reach is 52. If you don't reach the second one cannot reach their first 52. And 2,704 is your own direct result. And you can imagine each one of them, their own 52 reaching another 52 and reaching another 52 for the year. It will not be long before the kingdom of God take over in the marketplace. Don't forget that when we reach out in the market, we reach out in different places. Every day, before we know it, there will be Christians everywhere. But when the righteous keep quiet, evil prevail in the land. So, fruitfulness that God has called us into is without limits. He said, ask of me, I will give the nation as an inheritance for you. So when we are asking for the souls of men, God, we continue to reach out and to do the work that He wants to do. He will protect and preserve our interest. That is why the Peter's mother-in-law can be sick, and Jesus left everything to go into his house and attend to the urgent case, the urgent need. What needs to be addressed was attended to, because, beloved, he was a follower. And beloved, he said the Holy Ghost will walk with us. Now we have come to that place. That is what Isaiah 2 helped us to see as a word given to us in this church. Isaiah number 2, the word of the Lord said, it shall come to pass in the later days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be firmly established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. There shall be a flow. And beloved, it is the river that flows. For the nations to flow to it, the Holy Ghost has to flow to us. When the Holy Ghost come upon them, they were divinely enabled, equipped, and they were making a difference. They were bringing the optimum result. And many people shall come and say, come, come, come. They have already come before they can tell others come. They have already connected before they can connect other people. Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, that he might teach us his ways, that we may walk in his path. So Zion become a place where disciples are raised, where followers are raised, and followers begin to recruit others, increasing the advancement of the kingdom, and beloved, and many begins to come unto the Lord. In every child of God, regardless of our hierarchy, bishop, pastors, educators, teachers, information, or whatever we call ourselves, and deacons, elders, we are still sons and daughters of God. So we have to believe God that every day that I live, let it count for you. Church is not a place where it is a cinema house. Everything is hunky-dory. Beloved, when they want to build the Tower of Babel, a beautiful edifice, so that they can stay there and remain there, God scattered them. There are churches that are scattered by God, not by the devil, because they've deviated from the kingdom business to do their own business. And God is interested in reaching the earth, and he will scatter them, create confusion in their midst, and tell them to bugger out so that they can be sent out to the places where they can be effective and begin to raise sons and daughters. A one at a time. Every everyone must reach one. That is the principle of the Word of God. Beloved, the Lord spoke to my heart yesterday, and I was, as I was meditating on God's word unto Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Everyone wants sufficient grace. That terminate this grace, sufficient grace that eliminate, beloved, issues in our lives. We call that scripture, but it looks as if the grace is still not enough. Paul says, concerning this, the thorn in my flesh, I implored the Lord three times that it may leave me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you, more than enough for you. That is my favor, my loving kindness, and my mercy is enough for you. It's sufficient against any danger and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and the power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest. Yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. I can tell you that the experience of Paul is true for any believer that will stay connected and that will commit to do the will of God and that will run, beloved, the race without looking back. That is where grace, because grace is available to do something. So you don't know such grace until you get yourself into kingdom business and engage in kingdom matters and are consumed with the zeal of God to do that which is kingdom-oriented affairs. Beloved, I don't know. I am committed to tell you the way it is. When I just went for an hospital routine, one of the routines that I was doing, and they checked my blood pressure and told me, I think it was, I can't remember now, it looks as if I forgot it. I think it was on Wednesday. I think it must have been on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? Yes. And in the morning, I know that I have been working so hard, and I know that something is not right in my body. I didn't pay attention. I didn't pray about it. So I just rushed to go for this appointment. And only to... And they looked at my blood pressure and they said, what is this? But yet they couldn't find any expression on my face, because I just thought it's because I was, you know, in a hurry to get to the consultant room because I couldn't find a place to park on time. And they took that, whatever, three times, and they said, we are going to give you this blood pressure machine. You need to take it every day. I have not opened it. I've forgotten. Whatever I felt has gone. And the same night, I said, okay, I know I need to rest. I will rest. Beloved, and I told the pastor to help me with the prayer line on that day. And the pastor called me about 11 to tell me that, oh, sorry. She just realized that she had another engagement, a vigil somewhere. And I said, I will do it. God will help me. And that time, that session lasted for about 4 hours on that day. And whatever the enemy thought it would afflict me with, the grace of God, the mercy of God, that is sufficient against any trouble. God gave the grace and the mercy that rid me of that infirmity in my body. So because you're a preacher, yes, some people might never have visited hospital 20, 40 years, I will get there. But beloved, God showed up with sufficient grace and mercy and loving kindness, and the power of God was made available in my weakest state and eliminated what the enemy thought he will use to distract me, that he will use to stop me, that he will use to take me out of line and stop me from yielding fruit. So I want us to know this morning that it starts with a yes, like Isaiah did. And I want to believe that everybody under the sound of my voice is a Christian. And if you are not, and you are looking at fruitfulness, God's way, you want to say yes to Jesus. He said, you have not chosen me, I chose you and I appointed you so that you can bear fruit, the fruit that is enduring, the fruit that abide. That is the expectation of God for every church. And therefore, today we are going to lift up our voices on behalf of our fellow brethren across the various churches in the earth. And we are saying to the Lord, as the church gathered together today, let the Spirit of truth be present to convict men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, that every soul in attendance in our churches will say yes, like Isaiah did unto God. They will say yes to Jesus. They will receive the gift of God's love and become born again in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We are saying to the Lord, Lord, gather your people together from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. As they come, let them be convicted of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, and receive Christ as their Lord and their Savior in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In lo pronte casu uto. Istolike capro negazia, le crecutosi indalobrosiate. As the believers are motivated, gathered together to go to the house of the Lord today, Lord, we decree and declare that you will prepare every soul not to go to church alone, that someone will go with somebody that he has spoken to during the week. Lord, the quasosia. That every believer will be an ambassador of Christ. And as they invite someone to church today, that the Spirit of the Lord, the Helper, Holy Spirit, will convict such men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, Le kuso se prunda gaso sia. Le kruton de libru sosie. Ezo so pronde ke kusto sia. Le kruso golo pronde ke shate. Illo bogo sate. Engage every believer across the earth, Lord, from Preventers Church Network, Lord, to all the churches in the body of Christ, that you will begin to use us as an instrument for kingdom advancement on the earth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, le krosi ike kwashite, le krugosiato, le prinanogosiate, ike kwazo zopro negaza, ike kusto le mengri da kusosia, indaga la mangri zaato, iso zoprina ga kustosia, indaga la pronde ge kwazo, ike kustosia le mengro di ga kwaza, iso zoprunda ga shite, ilo baguzosie, iso zoprunde ge kwashite, ilo pronde ge kwazo, ike kwazosia, ilo pronde ge kwazo, Inge kustosi ila mongrosiato, ila brandega kwasosia, endege kolibrusosia, inge kustosa, ila brandega kwaso, iso suata, ele prinabosia, iso so brandega kwasa, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, God's word said, for God so loved the world that he gave his best gift, the gift of his only begotten Son, whosoever believe in him shall have everlasting life. They shall not perish. They shall not be wasted. They shall not be destroyed, but they shall have everlasting life. Therefore, we are saying to the Lord, let there be a dissemination, a release, a speaking of the irrevocable word of God, that brings man even to a place of saying yes to Jesus. Lord Kustosi ile brondegazate, esosu ile mronobosia. As the word of God goes forth from the pulpit and to the believer who engage in kingdom business, who are sent by God today, I decree and declare, let the Spirit of truth walk with the word and make God's word irresistible, irrevocable, irrejectable by our ears and by our audiences. In the mighty name of Jesus, as Peter spoke, Lord, and the people say, what must we do? Lord, what must we do to be saved? Let the word of God provoke response from the heart of man to say yes unto Jesus. Let God's word provoke wisdom, provoke response from the heart of man to say yes to Jesus as the Lord, to say yes to Jesus as the Savior. Let God's spoken word provoke heavenly response, earthly response in the heart of man, Lord, to receive Jesus as the Lord and as the Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, let Quasoso Ilo Brondegasiate, God walking with us, confirming his word with signs and with wonders. Beloved, where we go, he confirmed the word with signs and with wonders. Therefore, let us begin to declare, Lord, every believer that appear in Zion today, as they go forth, they become an instrument in your hand, Lord, for the miraculous, for the supernatural. Lord, as we go and as we are assembled to go, to be dispatched into the platform given to us on the earth, Lord, I decree and declare that you will walk with us, confirming your word, confirming your word, confirming your word with signs and with wonders, bringing souls even to the kingdom of God. Let Quasosia in Lopro Negaza, increasing the church numerically. Lord, increasing the church with men and women like Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Christ-minded believers, Christ-centric believers, not selfish and self-centered believers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let cross the Ike Kwashite, and so prendege kuloprondege zazia. Let brutos the Ike Kwashite. Lord, we decree and declare as we go further, Lord, let the message of the cross be heralded around the earth on the account of the believers that encounter you today as friends in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, can we say to the Lord, even our God this morning, you are saying, start with me, Lord. Well, everyone must reach one. Everyone must reach one. Don't start with too many things you cannot do. Say, God, give me one soul a week. Give me one soul a week. Whether you take them to church or you invite them to this prayer line, there are people that came for the first time to the summit last month. They are bringing four people. Four people with them. Every month we have seen people like that. Some will bring three people. Beloved, we have seen that there are people who have never, ever come alone to the prayer summit. Never come to that prayer summit alone. A family is bringing about seven people who is coming with you. You are saying to the Lord, because it is an invitation, when you do this, you create capacity for more fruitfulness, to be much more fruitful. Because if in 1 week, your one person reach, if those one person reach, in a year could reach one person every week. Beloved, it means that it is possible for you to have reached 52 people, and each one of the 52 people can reach another 52. And beloved, so you could have behind your name 2,704 people for the Lord in a year. And angels rejoices over one sinner, over one person. You can see the amount of rejoicing that is taking place in heaven just because you decided to say yes and to be obedient to the voice. Isaiah, when he asked, who shall I send? He said, send me. Therefore, we sing the song. Here I am. Send me to the nations as an ambassador for you. As an ambassador for you. Here I am. Here I am. Send me to the nations. Jonah said to the Lord, "Start from me, send me to the nations, send me to do your will, send me to walk the walk that you have ordained for me to do." The benefits outweighs the work that we do. With some grace is available, loving kindness of God is evident, provided we go as the Lord has sent us. So grace does not just happen. Grace is available to those that go. Grace is not just a matter of, beloved, what is available to those who sit down. He said, "My grace is more than enough for you." Therefore, you are said to the Lord, "Lord, trust me with the nations. Help me to go for you. Help me to be faithful." In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, if Paul keep on going, when they throw him in the basket, he escaped. When they throw him through the window, he didn't break his head. He fell into the basket. Beloved, when the serpent bites him, beloved, the serpent venom has no impact on him because he was committed to kingdom business. You are sent to the Lord. Lord, give me grace to be committed to the kingdom business that will cause me, Lord, to be protected, to be preserved, to benefit, even as a conqueror. Lord, prevailing every time, prevailing every day, prevailing everywhere, prevailing under any circumstances, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le quazo, zo prende que quazo, ike quashete, le cracuzozia, il lo prende que custe, zila mengre di casuato, il lo prende que quazo, ike custo, zila mengre di casua, il lo prende que quazo, izo zo prende que quazo, illa gakustosia, illa prondege quaso, ige quashite, legrege quaso, illa prondege quaso, izozo, ze inde libruzo ate, ige quashite, illa prondege quaso, illa gakustosia, lebengresi ato, izozo, prondege quaso, illa prondege quaso, izezo prondegaza. Illo prondege custosia, illo prondege quashite, illo prondege quaso, izozo prendege quaso, megle custosia, illa prendege quaso, illo prondege custosia, edo plonge quasasia, logoshite. Ask the Lord for capacity. When you are bearing fruit, every branch that beareth fruit, he prunes. What he's doing by pruning the branch that is bearing fruit is that it's giving us more capacity. It's giving us more capacity. More capacity. More capacity. More capacity. So you are sent to the Lord. Give me more capacity. Prune me. Make me to be much more fruitful. Lord, prune me. Let me be much more fruitful. Prune me. Let me be much more fruitful. Let crossi ike kwashite. In la prunde ka kustosia. Le prentoste. Li prunonosa. Ike kwashite. In doli crossi ike kwashite. In lo prondege quaso, ezo zo prondege quaza, leke custo, zi indali cruzate, el le pruno custosia, le crochete, indolo brosiate, inge quaso zo, indogo custosie, endege quaso, in lo prondege quaso, izapatuaga le pruno nogosiate. Make a librusozia and the librusoza. Ike custosia. Le crossi ike quashite. Indogogosiato, indegekwazosia, leprunda gakustosia, legrosa zope, elemengredica quaso, izosoprundo golimo greshti aya, legrosi ato, igekwazoso, ilaprundegekustosia, leprundo bongo siate, izoseprendegekustosia, lecrochete, lebrido buzosia, legrecutosiende lebreda zonde, legrende gequazosia, lebruno gosti, izosoprunde gaza, illoprunde gecustosia, illoprunde gequazosie, ezosoprunde gequaza. For somebody, all that you need to do is to talk about the Prevailers website or all the social platforms and just give somebody an opportunity to hear. A lady called me from Manchester, I think 2 days ago, and told me, she said, my sister said somebody introduced her onto this prayer line, and she has been going on the radio, and she said the atmosphere in her house has changed. No more nightmares in that home because of the word of God that was coming, because of the prayers that she was praying. She said her prayer life has changed. And the lady said she attended the conference call for the first time at the Touch Heaven program. And she was telling me almost a number of things that I said on that call. And she saw me, she said, Pastor, you were on that call for a long time. And she said, but I stood there and I was praying. And beloved, she said to me a whole lot of things about the change that God has made to happen in our life. Beloved, you are in your home. I have no way of monitoring you. I'm not a monitoring spirit. Somebody can be in their home and just put it on and sleep. It will be impossible to gain the same result with those who are actively participating in the session. When you are an active participant in the session, you become a partaker. In the same way, Paul was an active participant in kingdom advancement, and therefore he partook of grace. He partook of protection. He partook of strength. He partook of everything that the Holy Spirit had, and he fulfilled John 14:12, that says, greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Therefore, you are sent to the Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, the grace to be actively involved in the work of the ministry, the grace to be actively even participating in advancing the kingdom of God. For as I go, I will grow. As I go, my capacity will increase, able to bring forth much fruit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let that grace be made available to me to be consistently consistent in the mighty name of Jesus. Make your grace available to me that I will not be just a hearer of the word, but I will be a doer of the word of God. He said, if you obey me and if you follow me, then you are my followers, you are my disciples, you are my true witnesses. And you are said to the Lord, empower me supernaturally for divine kingdom advancement on earth in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. Then you shall be my true witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, to the uttermost part of the earth. You are sent to the Lord, and empower me, give me capacity for the expression of the Holy Ghost in my life as the comforter, as my helper in kingdom advancement, as my advocate, even before man, as my intercessor that prays through me and prays for me with groanings that cannot be altered. As my strength, the one that quickens me, as my standby the ever-present presence of God in my life as the Spirit of truth that convicts man of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Oh God, my Father, let this grace be given to me to do the work of the kingdom. Lord, that my life will be effective, that my life, oh God, becomes that which produces fruit that abides, abiding fruit in the name of Jesus, that you will use me to be a true witness for Christ of his death, his burial, and of his resurrection. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus and his disciples, they went on a journey, and when Peter saw Jesus walking on the sea, he said, "Bid me to come." He said, "Come." As long as his eyes was on Jesus, he was walking on the waters. But when he lost sight of Jesus, he lost sight of the word come, he started to sink. Beloved, I want us to say to the Lord, Lord, on behalf of the prevailers and every member of the body of Christ, everything that is programmed, set up to make us lose sight of the one that has called us, you command those things today. You decree and declare they shall not take place. They shall not take place. They are not permitted to stand. I will not deviate from the one who has called me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you are saying, Lord, grant me the grace to be consistently consistent, to continue in following after you, to continue in serving your purpose, to continue to see your kingdom extended, expounded, enlarged, to see nations coming into your household, even through me. This is fruitfulness, God's way. That is what is desired of every believer, whether we are bishops or pastors. Lord, make me fruitful in your way, advancing your kingdom. Everywhere I go, make me fruitful, make me fruitful, make me fruitful in your way, oh God. Make me fruitful. Ilabro neka kwazo, zeprendege kwazo zia, lekruso zo prondege kushto zia, ileke kwashite. Nengle kukuzozia, mendrunozia, lekwaga kustozia, megle kukustozi, leprendoste, leprinozia, ileke kwashite, lebrendegozia, tale mengrasiato, izozoprondege kwashite. Lord, make me fruitful, make me fruitful, make me fruitful, make me fruitful in doing your will, in going your way, in doing what you have commissioned me to do. Lord, make me fruitful in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Legrosi ike kwashite, ezoprondega kwasozia, ilamangre de kusto zopondeli krasi ato. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, so the nations depend on us. When we are true witnesses in our nations, because that is the platform of operation given to us by God, then we can be sure that a converted family is a converted community. Converted community become a converted nation. makes up a converted nation. Then righteousness will exalt our nation, because sin is a reproach unto his people. We are asking God, Lord, let there be an influx of nations, Lord, rich nations, through the prevailers, through the members of the body of Christ. Let there be an inflow of nations as the Spirit of the Lord flow and dwell within us. Lord, let enable, empower us to reach the nation, to reach the nation without limit. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let glossy ike questionte, le brondo gosiato, ende gelibrus ate. When the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, to the uttermost part of the earth. What you have to understand, even in Jerusalem, there are people from many nations. In that day, every one of them could hear the words of Peter. They said every one of us could hear in our own language, in our own tongue. When the Holy Spirit takes over, it will give expressions. Beloved, to be true witnesses that are understood even by the people that we are reaching. So we are sent to the Lord. Lord, everyone from every nationality represented in this country, use me to reach out to them. Whether you are from Syria, Lord, Cyprus, whether you are from Europe somewhere, whether from America or from Canada, whether you are from South Africa or Nigeria, you are said to the Lord, Lord, make me an instrument that reach the nation for Christ. For nations are in the hands of the Lord from the very beginning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, le cose a tolo bronde ga quasosia, le gredu bosiato, e ga quasiate, in de la brosiate. Beloved, when we reach out for God, God reach to us in every areas of our lives. So he said, when you advance the kingdom of God, you will increase in all things. Because it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. So you are sent to the Lord. Lord, I have reached out for you. Reach out to me. Lord, with your faithfulness, reach out to me by your mercy. Reach out to me by your grace. Reach out to me. Le kuzo zo prondega kwasasia. Le gre kuzo zo ondege kwashite. It said when you pray, it will answer with speed. Below prondega kwasasia. Endege kwasase. Ilobro ondege kwashite. Endege kwasasia. Ondege kwaso. Elebrida bogosiate. Ige kusto zolibrunodosia. So protection, preservation begins to answer for those who reach out for God, who reach out to advance the kingdom of God. We have access to the divine secret. Jesus reached out to the woman at the well. He gained access to the divine secret. He knew that she had been with five men before. He spoke to the woman at the man at the well, at the pool of Bethesda, who has been on the same spot for 38 years. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, the gifting of the Holy Ghost, they find expression by divine revelation as we begin to go and to grow and to bring in fruit. We are sent to the Lord. Let the gifting and the graces of God find expression in my life. As I stand for you, stand up for me. Lord, use me for your glory. Lord, divinely equip me with your gifting and your graces that makes it to be true witnesses for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, give me divine effectiveness, divine ability, Lord, and your divine might. Give me the capacity required to make a difference, even in this earth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let quaso sopro negasa. I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. For only friends knows what their father has. And is a beloved, he reveals secrets to his own friends. He gives access to divine secrets and to the repository of God. even to those who befriended him. You are saying, Lord, walk with me with your divine revelation, even as I gainfully commit, even to advance your kingdom on earth. Show me the secret that I need to know to make me more effective, more productive. That makes me to see answers, even whenever I call, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Can we begin to give God thanks? Father, we give you thanks. Ancient of Days, we give you thanks. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we give you thanks. The risen Lord, we give you thanks. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Nekrosi Ike Kwashite, Lengro da Busozia, Lengro da Bogogozia, Tolo Mengra di Basuate, Zepron dega Kustozia, Lengro da Bosiato. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, can we lift up our children before the Lord? Children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Can you begin to say to the Lord, I thank you for my child. Therefore, today, because I appear in Zion, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let even my children begin to know you, even at this tender age, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let every hold of the enemy over my children be broken in the name of Jesus. I want us to speak to every child in our world, and we are saying we claim their souls for Christ. Every children of believers that are yet to be saved, Lord, we ask that you will send forth harvesters to them. Lord, that will bring them even into the saving grace of God, that will reap them as an harvest for the kingdom of God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Negrosi ike kwashtaye, negro do bosto lika kugolo mengresiate, entronobosate. Can you begin to give God thanks for this commission, for the take off of the 17th, and for the UK National Prayer Summit of the 16th? Let us hand it over to God. Lord, we say that you will use this platform, Lord, as a platform of witnesses for Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Thank you. We exalt your holy name, our God that is mighty, our God that is gracious, our God that is plenteous in mercy. We give you praise, our God. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the great privilege, even of serving you and serving your purpose. Thank you for giving us an understanding of your word, that there is a fruitfulness, God's way, that you have connected us able to go forth as friends of God, that you reveal what the Father is doing unto, and you engage us in activities that makes us to be true witnesses, as you empower us with your Holy Ghost and with your divine ability and efficiency and might, and that you have given great grace unto us to preach the gospel. Therefore, we receive divine grace, Lord, not to fail you, but to remain faithful and to be fully committed and connected even with Jehovah our God, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We worship you, Jehovah. Let your name be praised now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Unto you, our eternal God, who has called us into glory and into virtue that you have committed into our hand, Lord, this work of the gospel and making disciples of all nations, bearing fruit your way, Lord, we thank you this morning as you have come unto us, Lord, that you have glorified and honored your name. Therefore, we decree and declare, Lord, as we go for today to our various churches to serve your purpose, we will not go alone, but that you will give us a soul to take together with us even to the commission. The Lord, the ministry of one reaching one, let that grace be given unto the prevailers, so much so that we are not quiet, but we continue to speak even the message of the gospel that you have given unto us, even on this earth, to be true and able witnesses, made able by the divine grace of God in the earth, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Unto you, my Father, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ever think or imagine, by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us, unto you be all the glory, unto you be all the honor, unto you be all adoration, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. And Lord, we give you praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Amen. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We shall obtain gladness and joy. None is permitted to sorrow, to be distressed, to be discouraged, but we are released to go forth and bear fruit, and that our fruit abides in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.